Seemab Husseini, and I'm a committee member with CARE Oregon. What happened was that the couple was actually, it's a black couple, a Muslim African-American couple. They were on their way to the emergency room because it was Memorial Weekend. There were concerns regarding the pregnancy of the wife. And on their way, they were accosted in a vehicle by another person in a vehicle who's named Frederick Sorrell. So, yeah, apparently they were accosted, and the person began yelling Islamophobic epithets at them, threatening, as well as veering his vehicle into them. I believe the wife had several times, out of concern during a 911 call, had yelled for her husband to pull off the road or move or whatnot because he was trying to veer into them while he's gesturing with his fingers, the motion of pulling a trigger. So much so that even today he even admitted after pleading not guilty that he had done such things, you know.
Though the couple did make it through all right, there were no complications with the pregnancy that resulted. I mean, that's a rather harrowing experience,
right? Especially when you don't plan to run into something like that at the moment. It was very harrowing. It's something that you don't want anybody to go through, let alone when a woman is feeling so vulnerable, you know.
So this guy has at least been arrested and charged, and then presumably he'll go to trial. I mean, have there been more incidents of this nature happening around Multnomah? Is this obviously there's been there have been a few rather high profile things, but I mean, have we had some of these other ones? This didn't lead to bloodshed, but that's doesn't make it any less serious.
The focus is not even necessarily on what's been reported, but it's also trying to encourage the people that by reporting such incidences, we can bring these things to spotlight and we can actually help provide accountability for such actions. So that's, I think, the biggest focus and the encouragement that the victims, the husband and wife, as well as CARE Oregon, we want to be able to encourage, is that, you know, a lot of these things happen, but it's not something that should be swept under the rug. There definitely is an increase. I think statewide in Oregon, not only just Multnomah County, but Oregon statewide has now ranked number 9, according to Southern Poverty Law Center, in hate crime increases in the first quarter of this year alone. So, yeah, there's a lot happening, and it can get closer to home. But that is the objective of CARE Oregon, is to be able to make sure that these things, if reported, they get reported early. We get on top of these suspects and these people who are living under such rhetoric and putting it out there, you know, whether it's an alt-right group, whether it's some form of hate speech that's being spewed out against anyone that threatens their civil liberties or their safety. And just happy to see that, you know, Multnomah County, Portland Police Bureau, that they're stepping up and that they're actually taking this man pretty seriously and not necessarily treating this as something that can get easily swept under the rug, but actually spotlighting that actions like these will have consequences.
Indeed. And I suppose now having a chapter of CARE here in Oregon, there's a better chance of seeing these incidents brought to light and hopefully brought to an end. How can people find out about the Council on American Islamic Relations and the Oregon chapter, and how can they get involved?
Well, they can reach out to me, you know, as well as my partner, Zakir Khan. The both of us, you know, my email is cmob.care.or@gmail.com. Currently, we're an ad hoc committee. We're still working on ourselves and become in the development phases to actually be a full-fledged chapter. But we have received the blessings from the national organization to go ad hoc since the Portland train stabbings. And then you know, you don't want him to run into something so soon after the train stabbings, but it's unfortunate that this took place on Memorial Day, about 3 days after the stabbings, the Max attacks, with Jeremy Christian. So there is work to be done, and we're happy that the community is actually gathered around and excited to band around with us. But currently, yes, please email me, get in touch with me, let me know what you're willing to do. There's plenty of committees and organizations out there that are trying to work as a coalition to prevent the growth of hate crimes, not only just in the city of Portland, but throughout Oregon in itself. And we're happy to be part of these coalitions and see the excitement that's actually coming from everybody to see us join the fight.
Well, folks, again, I've been speaking with Simam Husseini. He's with the Oregon chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. More about them on the web at cair.com. Simam, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Cheers. This is Doug McVeigh with KBOO News.